With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The message earlier this morning from our commander-in-chief was crystal clear. It says, in part, the United States of America has successfully carried out a large-scale strike against Venezuela and its leader, President Nicolas Maduro, who has been, along with his wife, captured and flown out of the country. This operation was done in conjunction with U.S. law enforcement. President Trump also went on to say there will be a major news conference 11 o'clock Eastern Time this morning at Mar-a-Lago. In the meantime, speaking with the BBC earlier in the morning as this was all coming down, journalist Victor Amaya provided his account.
Heard reports about explosions in the port of La Guaira and in another airport outside Caracas towards the east side of the region.
Before the special forces arrested Maduro, he was boasting that nothing else was going to happen and also that he would get out of this alive. Meanwhile, he is once again in custody. President Trump and Iranian officials exchanging dueling threats as widening economic protests swept across parts of the Islamic Republic.
As economic protests spread across parts of Iran, President Trump writes on his Truth Social platform that if Iran violently kills peaceful protesters, the U.S., quote, will come to their rescue, end quote. Trump writes, we are locked and loaded and ready to go. At least seven people have been killed in violence surrounding the demonstrations.
Strong earthquake rattling southern and central Mexico, 6.5 magnitude near the town of San Marcos. Officials say two deaths have been confirmed. This is SRN News. Well, the Holy Bible gets a trigger warning at one British school.
The University of Sheffield has attached the red flags to portions of the scriptures that are being studied by students in classical literature classes. The trigger warning says that verses recounting Christ's crucifixion and Cain killing Abel, quote, depict graphic bodily injury and sexual violence. This has sparked outrage across England amongst Christians, clergymen, and theologians, many of whom point out the verses in question are not graphic, nor are they sexual. Michael Harrington reporting.
The commission organizing the 250th birthday of America wants to turn it into the country's single biggest year for volunteering. But America Gives, the program unveiled last month, will have to revitalize a culture of service that recently started to wane. Just 28% of Americans say they have volunteered time to a religious or a charitable organization. SRN News. Some well-known cartoon characters and other just plain characters have become part of public domain. Bob Agnew explains what's going on.
Betty Boop and Blondie headline this year's public domain editions as their 1930 debuts hit the 95-year copyright limit. Early Nancy Drew and Miss Marple novels also became public property, along with Faulkner's As I Lay Dying, and films including Animal Crackers and Cimarron. Bob Agnew reporting.
Minnesota officials moving slowly to provide information to the Trump administration about child care providers and parents receiving federal funds. This follows allegations of widespread fraud in Minnesota. The state has until January 9th to verify recipients after funds were frozen due to a number of fraud schemes at daycare centers. More details, srnnews.com.